The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I'm the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Much sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. That's right, Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here you go. Uh-oh, this is a big one, a tough one, ooh, a challenge. What area do we need to have more love in? Ooh, not fake love, not worldly love. Love is not love. Biblical love, love that God demonstrates, God illustrating, defining for us, helping us understand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Understanding what biblical love is when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Wow. But what area, which area in our lives do we need to have more love in? That's the question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question on that, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out and give us a call. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, without taking up all his time, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling confident that you've done your best.
Aww.
Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. How are you doing today? How are things?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just doing great, great, great.
No more rain.
Yeah,
not today.
Easier drive today, I got to say. It was not bad at all. So that's the other 2 days were like I was thinking, Noah, are you with me? Anyway, so much better now. My wife is starting to feel better, so that's good. We've got some things we're going to be praying about, but we want to make sure everybody knows that there are ways to access us, and we want you to be able to access us. We want you to be able to call. So if you call in, Jacob will be the one that says hi. You can say hi. Talk to him for a couple minutes. You just don't want to tell him how the light bulb was invented. Okay? You don't want to sit there and explain dirt came from here. Okay, you know, he gets it. Okay? Just move it on. The other thing we want to be able to do is make sure you understand that if you have something going on in your life and you need to have some contact for it, don't hesitate. So you can call us, like we told you, at 972-445-0770. You can also text us, Now, that's good, too. You can use the text. It's a little safer for some. The text number here, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also text me off hours on the show. It's the same number, and I respond to texts all day long, okay? Let me give you a non-professional voice for those who don't like me doing it so speedy.
214-210-8483.
That is the number you can text in. Additionally, to text and to calling in, you can send an email. That's even safer. David@hemusincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, David, not King David, just David, at the A with the goofy thing. He must increase from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease, .org, because we are a non-profit organization, entity, existent, charity, all those things. Here it is, bottom line, a couple things I want to bring up. We're going to start off with prayer. So listen, if you're in San Diego, it's 11:37 a.m. If you're in Denver, it's 12:37 a.m. or p.m. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:37 p.m. And then if you're in Detroit, it's 2:37 p.m. So we got all the time codes covered. You can reach out to us during the show anytime you want. Bottom line is we believe that praying with one another, for one another, together with one another is powerful. We believe what Jesus has to say. We believe when two or more are gathered together in his name, he is there in their midst. We believe that. We believe that Jesus is responsive to us when two or three agree upon touching anything, it shall be done. We believe that prayer works. We believe that prayer changes the universe. We believe that prayer brings about the most miraculous elements in life. And if you don't believe that, it's time to step up with your faith and start believing that. Is everything always perfect when you pray? Not as far as I can tell from my point of view, but in God's perfect plan, everything is always awesome. Nothing is off. There's not one millisecond or not one molecule that's off in the plan, in the work, in the kingdom of God. So we bring our prayers together, we petition, we do what Jesus did when he was in the garden. You know, Father, please take this from me, but if not my will, but thy will be done. We trust that God has a perfect plan, but we also trust that God responds to prayer. And that faith is the item that God has chosen to use as a vehicle to reach and to engage with him. How do we know? Well, we know that from his word. And we understand it from our forefather Abraham, who was deemed or declared righteous because of his faith. And that faith that he believed God engaged him so he could be a friend of God. Through Jesus Christ, we get that in mass. It's just a great way to understand that through Jesus Christ, we are friends with God. And our faith is the very thing that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. So we petition together. We pray together. We also do praise reports. And praise reports are awesome because when a person shares a praise report, it reinforces it in their own lives. It blesses other people that listen. And then on top of that, it brings glory to God, which is why you're in existence. To have fellowship with God and bring glory to God. That's it. So keeping it as simple as we can, that you get to find out your purpose in life just by listening to the intro. That's funny. But we're going to petition the Lord, and that's how we're going to do it. We also do Bible trivia and jokes and history and all that other stuff because we're human. And we sometimes like a burger. And sometimes we like ice cream. And sometimes we laugh at things, which is okay. After all, he created us in his image. So let's understand this as we go and petition before the Lord. We have a couple of very specific prayer requests, and I need you to take your faith and extend it with mine. And we're going to be praying for Brother Ace, who's going through a tough time right now. We're going to be praying for my son Joshua, who's, you know, his Ashley, my daughter-in-law. She's very, very sick. Carter Bear, my grandson, the first one to bear my name, he's sick. And so we want to be praying for them as well, and I need you to add that to your prayer list. But petition we go, and trusting God we do. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't come before you in the name of Jesus like it's something magical, Lord. We come to you because Jesus told us to ask in his name. So that's what we're doing. And the first thing that we do, Lord, is we say thank you. Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are awesome, you are kind, you are gracious, and you are merciful. And we just acknowledge that, and that your way is perfect. And Lord, we lift up our brother Ace, who's going through a tough time. And we're asking you right now to bring physical healing into his body. Now, Lord, not one of us is blind or ignorant to understanding that if you call one of us home, that's us just getting closer and closer to dancing on streets of gold. But we'll be selfish in this and ask you, let Ace hang out with us a little longer. Let our brother hang out with his family a little longer. If you would allow it, if you would allow this petition, fill him full of strength, pour your anointing into him, and heal his body. And regardless of what does or doesn't happen, surround him with your angels. He loves you, Lord. He's a man of great faith, you know. He's a great, great brother, a great child of yours. Bless our brother. Love on him. That's what we're asking you to. And I have to lift up my own son. You know how that goes more than any. And I just pray that, you know, he would not be stressed out. His wife's not feeling good. We pray you'd heal Ashley. We pray you'd heal Carter Bear. He's being spiritually attacked. We're asking you to put the walls up around him, protect him, guide him. Most of all, let him lean upon you to know where to go and what to do. Give him the wisdom that he needs that only comes from you. And Lord, for this audience, I pray. For these people, I pray. These are some great people. Some of the best brothers and sisters I have ever encountered. For those that are struggling internally, emotionally, or psychologically, we are asking for peace. Lord, a person doesn't have to be named. You know. You are almighty. And we ask you to be the King of peace in people's hearts and minds. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, that is how we open up the show. We're going right into Psalm 48 and with verse 1. I do think it's funny that in Psalm 47, verse 9, it's just really funny that I'm seeing this. It's highlighted in my notes that the people of the God of Abraham, that's one of the titles that's for Israel. It says, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. So it's just kind of cool that we were talking about Abraham for a split second there. I think that's just a little thing for me. Let's go to Psalm 48, verse 1. And this, my friends, wow, that's all I can say. Here it is, Psalm 48, verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Sit back and just relish, just enjoy, just appreciate the power and the wisdom and the anointing that comes from this simple line. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We acknowledge that the Lord is great and worthy of high praise. Let's pause even for a moment now and reflect on his greatness. Yes, God is good, but he is also great and awesome and phenomenal. And we need to remember that when we refer to God as being great, we're talking about his quality. People struggle with the quality of God. I know people are like, what are you talking about? It's simple, folks. You can have quantity, largeness, but you got to have quality with that. And God is quality. He's not just good, he's great. The quality of God is indeed great. And if you can't say that God, the quality of God is great, you do not understand how awesome your God is to you and for you. He is so awesome. The truth is, beyond words. But the psalmist writes, great is the Lord great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. So in response to his greatness, listen to this, our praise should also be grand. It should not be legalistic. It should not be restricted or restrained. Dignity has no place before the Lord when you're giving him honor and glory. Quite the contrary, our praise should mirror what's happening in heaven, where praise is unending, and people are dropping down, and people are standing up, and people are dancing. It's all of it. That's how our praise should be. Our praise should be unending, and at every level, there are times for quiet. Just exactly what was said before our show started. It's just phenomenal when the fill that they do on the station just feeds into what I'm going to be teaching on. And so sometimes you get before the Lord and you're quiet. Sometimes you get before the Lord, you say nothing. Sometimes you get before the Lord and you just cry. Sometimes you get before the Lord and you dance. Sometimes you get before the Lord and you laugh. Sometimes you get before the Lord and you just open up your arms and say, everything I have is because of you. Every good thing you and I have ever encountered is by the grace of God. Now, how powerful is that? So we need to learn to praise God greatly. And we need to understand that the very breath that's in our lungs, every single breath, has been given to us as a gift from God and is therefore glorifying the Lord. No one else is worthy of the great praise that God is due. And it is our responsibility as his kids, as his followers, as his kingdom people to honor our King. That's how you start off with, great is the Lord. How about that hymn, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. That comes directly from Psalm 48. How beautiful is that? Right? When we get back to it, we're going to get into that next part of it because it's super duper fascinating. In the meantime, we're going to do some trivia, Bible trivia. Let's ask this question. Your answer is going to be in Acts chapter 5. Verse 1 through 10, for lying to the Holy Spirit, who was killed? Was it Matthias and Elizabeth, Ananias and Sapphira, or Adonijah and Tabitha? Oh, was it Adonijah and Tabitha, and Ananias and Sapphira, or Matthias and Elizabeth? Who was killed? New Testament, Acts chapter 5, 1 through 10. For lying to the Holy Spirit. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. For lying to the Holy Spirit, who was killed? Just straightforward. Was it Adonijah and Tabitha, Ananias and Sapphira, or Matthias and Elizabeth? Who was it? Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. Reach out to us if you know. In the meantime, I'm sending you up to the website. Why am I sending you up to the website? Well, first of all, there's cool stuff up there. That's always fun. That's a good thing right there. Website stuff, cool. Number two, there's a place for praise reports and prayer requests. So you can fill that out if you don't feel comfortable doing it on the radio. Number three is a place to give. And if you can do it, great. If you can't, great. Do what the Lord puts on your heart. Our scripture for today in giving, Luke 6:38, given it will be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Very cool. So we're going to send you up to the website, give you a chance to check it out. There is new stuff up there. That's all I'm going to say. New stuff. Even a YouTube music channel link. So if you want to do our podcasts through YouTube, you can do that now. Check it out all on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
There you go. So the funniest part about that is everybody who knows that commercial is like going, I am so old. Every person who knows that commercial, you are just saying the same thing. I'm like, wow, I am really old. This is just, wow. This show is not helping. Okay, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, it's Deborah.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been really good. Do you remember the Plop Plop Fizz Fizz commercial?
Yes.
Isn't that sad that we know that? I'm just saying. It's a little sad, isn't it? It's like, uh-oh.
I know I'm old.
All right, let me set it up for you. For lying to the Holy Spirit, who was killed? Was it Adonijah and Tabitha, Ananias and Sapphira, or Matthias and Elizabeth?
I think it's Ananias and Sapphira.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right. And they're so amazing. It's just people don't realize. It's like, look, they were just trying to come off better than they were. It's like God's like going, don't do that. That's bad. That's a bad idea. Don't try and be something you're not. Just be who you are. I know what you are. And
no doubt.
That's New Testament. So people are like, that doesn't happen in the New Testament. It's like, okay, Acts 5. Anyway, excellent job.
All right. Thank you, and God bless y'all.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent call. Deborah's always a phenomenal call, so it's just really easy, simple stuff. Okay. All right. Let me go to this next part because, listen, I'm not done. And you think this is getting to be rock and rolling here? The thing I'm going to teach in the second 60 minutes, I've never taught it before. Uh-oh. That's right. All right, let's go back to this Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole world is Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces and he is known as her refuge. Let's understand something really quickly. When that hymn says, great is the Lord, great is greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountain of his holiness, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. What people often forget is that Mount Zion is the center of worship, the worship throne of the whole earth. And people tend to forget that. And so even when you watch goofy movies like Matrix and they talk about Zion and so forth, it's all referenced back to this. Mount Zion is the center point of worship, the worship throne of the entire earth. I mean, is that powerful or what? It's like, wow, right? Verse 4, for behold, the kings assembled, they passed by together, they saw it, they so marveled, they were troubled, and then they hastened away, fear took hold of them there, that's reverence fear, and as when you break the ships of Tarshish, as pain of a woman in birth and pains. Verse 8, as we have heard, so we have seen. Did you hear what I just said? I'm not writing this stuff, this is God, he's the author, I'm just reading his book. As we have heard, so we have seen. What does that mean? That means that the way it was declared to us is the way it is. The word of God has been declared, and that's the way it is. The way that God has spoken it, the way that we have heard it, that's the way it's going to be. And you tell me, well, no, because man has a philosophy. Man's philosophy is lost. Remember the show Lost? They couldn't find themselves, right? That, okay? They're lost. God speaks it. We hear it, and then we see it. There's no way around it. It's like, whoa, wait a second. Oh, this is what he's saying. And then verse 9, we have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of the temple, according to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. We have reflected on God's kindness, and so we offer praise to the ends of the earth. Perhaps one day we can engrave this on our foreheads. When we think of God's kindness and how it exceeds everything, every day, for everyone, we recognize this brings us to a place of wanting to offer up thanksgiving and praise to him. He who gives us life and life more abundant. When you are down and discouraged, that's not an abnormal, you're not bad or evil for doing that, having that. But there is tools that God has given us to help us push past. And when you are down and discouraged, consider the kindness that God has poured upon you. It will lift up your soul. I was talking to my brother yesterday. He's going through, he goes through a lot of ups and downs. And I just told him, I said, Billy, I said, you need to remember this. The psalmist said, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. I said, now, I said, you really want to do it right? Keep asking God to reveal hope to you that comes from him. And you'll beat back the discouragement. That's a tool. Use it. Get it? All right. If you're in San Diego, or if you're in Denver, or if you're in Detroit, you can keep listening to the show. You go to HeMustIncrease.org and click the Listen Live button. Wow, that's cool. Or if you're in Dallas, hang out on KAAM app or on the radio station. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Don't, oh, we've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying, going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like, doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it.